Press that button.
It says mic on. Does that mean it's on?
It should say Bill on.
When it says mic on, what does that mean?
Your name's not Mike. It wouldn't work.
It won't work then. All right. Well, thanks for coming. Good night, everybody.
It's the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, and we are broadcasting live from Horse Thief Hollow in Chicago. It is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands, and what a cute little place and what a fantastic burger.
It is good. Everything about this is good, right? And just moments ago, we're starting a little late. There was a huge, long, long, long line of fans coming up to say hello.
There were three people.
When you say it that way, it doesn't seem that long, but they were nice people, so it seemed longer.
Now, are we technically in Chicago? Is this the Beverly neighborhood of Chicago, or is it Beverly?
I think it's both.
Is it both?
The Beverly neighborhood of Chicago, right? That makes sense? Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I don't get how it works out here. I went through the K streets on my way here.
Yeah.
Harlow.
Isn't that fun?
Collin.
Right.
Kildare. And then it switched.
And then you get to Beverly, where it's swimming pools and movie stars.
And three people waiting to say hello to you.
At least three. There might have been more. I counted three. And this is the highest point in the city. Really? This is the highest point in the city, Wendy.
Highest.
Not
Colorado
Spencer's
high?
Gifts. In the whole city.
Elevation wise?
Yeah. People come here to ski. You can't get a hotel room from now until February because skiers overtake this whole area. It's insane.
That's good to know. Can I tell you I've never skied in my
Wendy,
life?
Wendy, come to this is the place.
This
don't
is
go
the
to
year.
The other ski resorts in town, like I don't know, Mount Prospect. That's fun. But
Lake
this
in the Hills.
Is, Lake in the Hills is fun. Beverly, this is your place to ski.
Good to know.
Those are not Chicago. This is sanctioned. This is fully sanctioned. really quickly, I'm going to run to DeCola's. Does anyone need any squid?
Oh, the DeCola's seafood?
Yeah, just down the block. Come here at Lent on a Friday. There's a line outside. It's like they're giving away Hamilton tickets. You can't believe how long the line is. Hello, Catholic people. Hello, Bill. Every time I pass by at Lent, it's the best.
Well, good. Something different other than tuna casserole, which I got sick of growing up every Friday during
Lent. No, diversify. But every time I come here, DeCola's is bigger and bigger and bigger. It started out, it was just this little fish stand, and now you got to make reservations just to drive
it's
past
the new
it.
Pope. It's That's the new what he's done.
Right. It's the new Pope. Does everybody know Steve Bertrand? This is Steve Bertrand from the Wintrust Business Lunch, and he does news on our show.
I was here earlier, Bill.
Owner and proprietor of Steve Bertrand Travel.
That's right, SteveBertrandTravel.com.
Steve, we were just saying that this time of year to get a ski package here in Beverly is almost impossible. But we can book them through Steve Bertrand Travel.
I can actually, yeah, because we actually rent Beverly the snowmaking machines, too.
You do?
Well, I like to service everyone. Absolutely, yes.
Full service.
Yep, that's perfect.
Thank you very much.
Had you been here, Wendy, prior to today? Had you ever been out to the Beverly region before?
I don't know.
You're not sure?
You don't remember?
I get confused. Being a suburbanite my whole life.
Sometimes strangers will pull up to the house and just say, get in the van.
No.
Wendy
will
go, oh, well, why not? I like candy, sure.
I think I've been out this way. We're not far from Chicago Ridge and Oak Lawn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I've been out here.
How far can anyone tell me, when I was a kid, we used to go to the Evergreen Theaters. That's just minutes from here, right? It's that way.
That's Evergreen Park?
A little bit north. It's gone now. Yeah, those were great theaters. 95th and right over there.
What'd you do to it? Is that why it's gone?
No, I didn't do anything to it. That's where we saw, when I was a little kid, one of the scariest movies I've ever seen in my life. Did you ever see The Other about
yes.
the two twin brothers?
No, I did not.
I've actually seen a movie, and that's one of them.
You know how scary that movie
it's
is, right?
It's really freaky.
So I was 6, and my brother was 4, and my mom and dad took us to see The Other at the Evergreen Theater. My brother hasn't slept since. That was 1969. He's not slept once since.
Now, you grew up in Oak Forest.
Yeah.
That's not that far from here.
No.
Is there a minutes? Street named after you around here? Do you have any streets?
Yeah.
Or?
Yes.
There's that's several, a dead end.
There's several streets, right.
It's
like
French.
My career.
It's French. It's, named it's after a cul-de-sac.
Right. It juices it up and makes it sound more important somehow. All kinds of fun things on today's show. A local boy made good. I don't know if you guys are familiar with comedian Pat McGann, who has appeared on David Letterman's show and other great TV shows. Pat's going to be here in just a matter of minutes.
So the real entertainment will be here soon.
Right. Right, not just us blowing balloon animals. Pat McGann, a real legitimate entertainer, will be here. And then later on, Jack and Randy, who are the owners of a place I spent so many hours in when I was a kid, Beverly Rare Records. If you're a music fan and you live in the area, you've grown up with Beverly Rare Records just down the street a piece, right? A block or two down
that
way.
Is that what
way.
They say?
Yeah, it's
down the street a piece?
Wendy, it's an Old West theme because of the hollow that we're in right now. It's an Old West theme. So all that's coming on and a whole lot more. We're thrilled that you're here. This should be a good show. Stick around. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Steve Bertrand sitting in on WGN.
All right. We are live in action. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder live from Horse Thief Hollow in the Beverly neighborhood of Chicago.
Gratuitous applause, everybody. Gratuitous applause.
I have a special thank you to the Chicago Theater for some tickets we'll be giving away. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, plays through this Sunday, and we also have tickets to see comedian Brian Regan. They are on sale now. Will you grace us with a little Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Sadly, Wendy, there's a city ordinance prohibiting me from singing here in the Beverly area. I wish I could help you out
lucky
with that.
Lucky you.
But the law's the law.
Are you already excited about Christmas?
Very much so.
You know, it's very difficult for me to come up with a list of things that I want, because really, I work with you every day. That's
what else
really
could you want?
All I want.
I think you're covered.
I heard one groan.
That was my
that
stomach.
Was it. Oh.
My stomach groaned when you said that.
But you are the only adult I know when you say, can you come up with a list of things? My kids can come up with lists of probably 20, 30, 40 items.
Yeah.
You're the only adult I know that can actually come up with a list of things you want.
Oh, yeah. And the word Lego is attached to 2/3 of those. I just want anything that I could build out of Lego bricks. That seems mature, doesn't it?
But isn't it kind of therapeutic or cathartic?
Yes. Last week, there was this huge election, Wendy. It was in the paper. Did you read about
this
election?
About it.
So I built stuff out of Legos all through the election to get my mind off of things, and it worked wonders.
Did you build the candidates
yes,
out of Legos?
Out of Legos, yeah. I ran out of orange bricks early on.
It is very therapeutic, though. I make jewelry for that reason.
Well, jewelry is a good example, or they always talk now about adult coloring books, that helps people get their minds off of things. And building stuff out of Legos. I built this huge Disney Cinderella's castle last week.
You're a boy.
I've been reminded of that, yeah. I know. So, it worked like a charm. No pressure, no stress. Can I tell you what did stress me out a little bit?
Please do.
This is one of those things. I don't know if everybody was bothered by this or this only bothered me, but you know when you turn your computer on and depending on what your main page is, your home page, it'll tell you what topics are trending, like what the most popular, what are the topics that America has their mind on and they want to know more about, right?
Yes.
The number two topic, number two, was what Stephen Hawking had said about our planet.
I know.
So Stephen Hawking, for those of you who don't know, I hope everybody knows, is a theoretical scientist. He looks at what is going on now and then projects what's going to come because of what's happening now.
And it's not good.
It's not good. He says that in 1,000 years, this planet, Earth, including Beverly, will be uninhabitable. We can't live here anymore in 1,000 years. And we go, well, that's way.
1,000 years. I'll be dead and buried. Our kids will be dead and buried.
It's not that long ago. That's the last time the Cubs won the World Series was like that long. So 1,000 years is not a long time. So me, even though I know I won't be around and most of the show won't be around, some of the engineers will, Kevin will, but you won't, and Ernie will, one of the engineers. So it's bugging me, like, oh, no, this is the worst. This is the saddest news that you could ever
holidays.
Give. 1,000 years, and then the Earth is uninhabitable, right? So that's the second most researched topic. What's number one? Kim Kardashian brother Rob just had a baby. More people were interested in that topic that one of the Kardashians had a child than the fact that the planet is about to go belly up.
And I got to be honest with you, not really a good Kardashian.
No.
When you're thinking about
right.
it.
A C-level Kardashian,
right.
His baby, named Dream, by the way.
What?
Dream. Right.
Dream.
Remember when you were in school and half the girls' names were Dream and probably a couple of the boys too, and you're like, enough with the name Dream already. Come on. So more people were interested in that Rob Kardashian, a C-level Kardashian, had a baby than the fact that the world in 1,000 years, gone.
That bothers me.
I need to build something out of Legos right now.
Did you bring any with
you? Only way. Yeah, I always have some in the glove compartment.
I'm sure you guys have all seen this stuff on Facebook and on the internet all over the place where they have a youngish person asking other young people. They hold up a picture of, like, Joe Biden, and they say, do you know who
this is?
And it's like, got to be honest with you, I have no idea.
Yeah.
And they ask a bunch of people. Every once in a while, someone will know who it is.
Yeah.
And then they hold up a picture of Kim Kardashian in a
Everybody.
Second. I know, that disgusts me.
Everybody knows.
I feel like in this election, and a lot had to do with Bernie Sanders, who we talked to yesterday, it seemed like the younger kids, even not voting age yet, like a lot of high schoolers, were into Bernie's message.
Right.
And all of a sudden became engaged and into doing research about an election. So why, when they do these interviews, it doesn't appear to be that way.
Right.
It's like, oh, I don't know who that is. I think Bernie Sanders was one picture they held up. And, yeah, is that my uncle I haven't seen in a while?
Really? I do have to say I got a lot of street cred with my daughters yesterday because we talked to Bernie Sanders. And over the years, we've talked to a lot of actors and we've talked to a lot of musicians. And you would think those would be the people that girls in their 19 in that bracket would be excited about. But no, it was Bernie Sanders. They were very impressed that we talked to him. And that neither of us said anything stupid. It was a two-pronged attack.
We didn't have time.
Right. If we had more than the 30 seconds that was allotted with Bernie, one of us would have said something really dumb. But luckily, we only had the half a minute and not a single stupid question. So, yay.
That's pretty funny because if you missed us talking to Bernie Sanders yesterday, you can always go to WGNradio.com and download the podcast and listen to it. Because my son Michael's a senior. He's 17.
Yeah.
And he came home and said, I told all my friends you were talking to Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're bragging about your mom for the first time? I've been doing this for 30 years. And it takes Bernie Sanders to make us iconic to
it's
our kids.
It's still a mystery to me. I mean, I understand his message, and it was a good one, but I didn't think that it would catch the fire that it caught with so many young people, but it did. So,
well, think about it. If your college is free and paid for, then when you flunk out, it's not going to really mess up your parents too much.
But the weird thing is, realistically, most kids, not in all cases, aren't really flipping the bill on their own college education. It's the parents that are doing that. So really, by that, it should be the parents that fell in love with Bernie Sanders. The kids should have been apathetic at best. But no, it didn't play out that way.
How are you paying for two girls in college?
Shh.
I mean, I think about people who have graduated and they have like a couple $100,000 in college debt. Their parents aren't picking up the bill.
Well, it's mostly my dancing money. I think you know what I mean.
You can't sing in Beverly, but you sure can dance.
Right. I pay their tuition in singles. You know what I'm saying. You know what I mean.
You're going to ruin my holiday.
I don't mean to do that. Let me quickly remind everybody of a couple things. The food here is outstanding. If you've not eaten, I see almost everybody's eaten. Am I right? The food here is incredible. Great hamburgers, great chicken sandwiches.
Can I tell you, the measure of a good burger is if you don't have to put condiments on it.
Right.
It really was good.
Right. Did they just forget the condiments? Is that what you're saying?
No, it was, but I'm not very experimental.
Yeah.
They have an elk burger, a boar burger.
Ernie, one of the engineers, had a boar burger and then showed me a photograph of the single most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
What?
He said to me, he goes, my brother's a hunter and his specialty is boar. And I thought that that's just something you say when somebody brings you a boar burger as you try to find some sort of a tie into your own personal life. So I go, yeah, mine is too, but he isn't. I just wanted to fit in, right? Now look at the picture that Ernie's
God.
Brother,
it's
I know.
A gutted boar.
In his garage.
All right.
You're supposed to have a car.
You need
in your
permit for that, don't you?
Confiscate that. That should not be going around. See what I mean?
I don't like to think about what I'm eating. The beef burger was very good. It was grass-fed. That's all I care about. And if you're adventuresome, there are other burgers. Really delicious,
though. Don't you pretend, like, when I eat food, like even hamburgers or chicken sandwiches, I don't like to think of the animal. I just think it grew on a hamburger tree somewhere, and they cut it off the hamburger tree and put it on a bun.
You know how many times I've planted a hamburger tree in my garden, and it's not taking?
Be patient. Every season we'll bring something new, Wendy. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We've got news coming up in just a little bit, and then a lot more show, including Local Boy Made Good, Beverly's own Pat McGann joining us in just a little bit. Stay here. This is WGN.
Well, thank you to everyone for coming and visiting us today. It's the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live in action from Horse Thief Hollow, right here in the Beverly neighborhood of Chicago. It's presented by Allstate agent Francis Wright. And it's Bill Leff, and it's Wendy Snyder, and we have a special guest, Bill.
Wendy, when they said to us we'll be broadcasting from Beverly, you and I got together, we had a meeting, we had a powwow, as they say in the Old West, and we said, who's the one person that must be on the show that makes everybody laugh and people love? And he was not available.
But George Wendt.
George Wendt was not available.
Not available.
But Pat McGann, a native of this area, of the Beverly region, is here. This is Pat McGann, everybody. You've seen him on television. He looks like this live. He looks just like that when you see him live.
He's very handsome and very funny. That's a great little combination.
And smells like $1 million.
This is my neighborhood.
You grew up here.
Grew up here.
And still live here.
Still live here. Could have walked here.
What
didn't.
What is your exact address, Pat, if people want to come by after the show and say hi to your family?
We live directly across the street from St. John Fisher. So people know where I live.
You guys want to go over after the show to Pat's place? We could have some butterscotch.
Is that the patron saint of fishermen?
Yes.
Of fisher nuts. So you've never really left here. You grew up here and you still live here.
You call me a loser?
No. Well,
I did live on the north side for a time.
Yeah.
In my 20s.
That didn't work.
No, and then I went to school in Ohio, but I grew up here. I moved one parish over.
Oh.
I grew up in St. Cajetan's, and now I live in St. John Fisher.
Oh,
so.
Well, that's nice.
My parents are still here. That's what we do. We all, we marry each other.
Yep.
We judge other people. We drink on Friday at 1:30.
1:30?
Southside.
I love it.
It's the greatest community in Chicago, right?
It is.
It is. That's,
yep.
Look at
I'm
that.
I'll pander. My people.
Are you pandering as we speak? So. Are you really? So are you the most famous person to ever come out of this area?
Definitely not.
Who is the most, if there was a celebrity pecking order, who is the most famous Beverly resident to ever be?
Well, I mentioned George Wendt. I think he would be up there.
Yeah. And who else?
Outside of entertainment, there's been, actors.
Yeah.
Like who?
I'm trying to think.
Did you know you'd be put on the spot like this? I'd like to pick a category, famous people from Beverly.
Do you want a lifeline, Pat? Do you want to call a friend?
Call George Wendt.
Yeah, he'll know the answer.
Who else is from here?
George Wendt is from the Beverly area?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's a big show business community primarily.
It is, yeah.
Right?
I think the key would be to move to New York or L.A., but I just...
This is where the people from Beverly, from New York...
I'm staying here.
Yeah, it's better. It's better.
Is Beverly better than Beverly Hills for
it's
celebrities?
It's the same. It's,
it's the same.
When I was growing up, I lived in Morgan Park.
Yeah.
And now they created this West Beverly, which didn't really exist then, but it's a fancy realtors like to say.
Right.
It's West Beverly.
You know
which could easily be East Mount Greenwood. But that wouldn't sell as many homes.
That's so confusing.
So,
do you know what the ladies at this table told me, Pat, is that the highest elevation in Chicago, right, is here in Beverly, but they've had a lot of wine coolers, so I'm not 100% sure what they say is true.
It is.
It's the highest elevation in Chicago.
130th in California.
103rd
in California. I'm going to go stand there at that intersection and say I am the king of the world.
You can see France from there, Wendy.
If you come to the after party, I can get you guys higher than that.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
There's the invitation you were waiting for.
You in or what?
So we're in Sox neighborhood, right? I'm a Sox fan. Congratulations to the Cubs, but it's nice to be around fellow Sox fans. It really is. When can we step? Oh, one Cub fan. Awesome.
There are W's around the neighborhood.
Kind of
but that stands for watch it.
Yeah. It's different out here.
But you know what Pat told me? Pat is not only a White Sox fan, but you're on the White Sox broadcasts. Right?
Well, I didn't fill in. I was on a couple times this year promoting a podcast I do with the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Cycle, and we do it with the White Sox and MLB.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have a nice relationship with the White Sox. I'm a big White Sox fan, grew up a Sox fan.
But despite that, you said to me, congratulations, what a year.
I did say congratulations because you are a great guy and a great Cub fan and a great baseball fan.
I think that's
part of the healing process.
And
our country's divided enough.
Yes.
The Sox have not been doing great as of late. And quite honestly, it's kind of exciting to see the best team in baseball win the World Series.
It is.
That's why it wasn't so hard to be happy for them. But you just get one and done. I mean, if this continues to happen, I will start.
I have a couple nieces and nephews that age range 8 to 10.
Yeah.
You know, and growing up, I can easily remember those days. You would never have thought that both teams would win a World Series. And
it's
the
incredible.
Fact that it's happened is, yep. is, you know, so it was nice that they got to experience that. My mom's a Northsider. She's a Cub fan, so yeah. I was trying to be, you know, supportive of that.
Sure. Now, I am, Wendy will tell you, she'll back me up on this, I am a fan of both teams. I've always been a fan of both the Cubs and the White Sox. In the same way that I'm a fan of the Bears and hitting myself in the head with a brick.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I think you can do both.
I mean, I don't even watch them anymore.
No, they're why? So but is it? It's the most painful thing in the world to watch the Bears at this point, isn't it?
It's a waste of time.
It's awful.
It really
it's
is.
Really sad, though, because you. How many times did you have people over on Sundays to watch the Bears game? You could try new dips and
right.
appetizers.
Right.
I'm adding nothing to my repertoire now because we don't have people over.
Speaking of dips, this Jay Cutler pass.
Oh, here we go.
Is that a guy that we need as our quarterback? Can he
well,
he tell the difference?
What can we do about it?
I'm not a Cutler fan. There's no way to. Yeah. Everyone kind of makes excuses for him. Oh, he's, you know, his quarterback rating, or he's thrown more than any quarterback.
Right.
That's the style of football now. Everyone throws the ball.
Right.
He's just not good. He's not a leader.
Throws great complete passes. But the guys on the other team keep capturing those passes, and that's not going to play. That
right,
doesn't work.
Exactly.
You got to throw to the guys with the jersey that's similar to your jersey.
He just his body language is bad. He's yeah. just not yeah. a fan.
All his right. uninterested face bugs me.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, whatever. We have to stop talking, though, because Kristen Cavallari just texted us and
oh,
said,
she upset?
Quit picking on my husband again.
All right. We'll be more mindful of that. I know you're appearing at Zanies. You have Chicago Zanies on the 22nd. You have Rosemont Zanies on the 23rd. If you've not seen Pat live, you got to go see him. But in addition to this, you're opening for Sebastian Maniscalco at the Chicago Theater. This guy came almost out of nowhere
yeah.
to all of a sudden selling out the Chicago Theater for six shows.
Yeah, six shows. Yeah, it's going to be it'll be a lot of fun. I did one thing at the Chicago Theater before. It was actually for the White Sox for their 05 reunion, their 10-year reunion. But I've never done like pure stand-up at the Chicago Theater, so I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, six shows. It's the Friday, Saturday, Sunday after Thanksgiving. And this guy, he's from Arlington Heights originally, but really like grew into a comic in L.A.
Yeah.
He left here. He's got a just a rabid following.
He was part of that Vince Vaughn comedy caravan,
he was,
right?
Yeah. The Wild West comedy
yeah.
tour.
So people know him from there.
And I've opened for him before. He's a great guy. He's very funny. And his energy on stage is something to really admire. And I learned some stuff from him. Good guy, and it'll be fun.
You're both very clean, despite what you said to the nice ladies at Table 8.
Right.
You're both very clean.
Oh, is this Table 8? You have all the sections down already?
Yeah. I picked up a shift here, actually, which was really unexpected. But
yeah, he is pretty clean, and he's, you
he
know,
did,
just...
He did a really funny bit that was going around Facebook, and perhaps you guys have seen it. It's about when your doorbell rings on a Sunday when you were growing up. He's Italian.
Yeah.
I'm half Italian.
Yeah.
So I get it, but it relates to a lot of people. Your doorbell, when we were growing up, used to ring on a Sunday, and you'd all get so excited and run to the door. Who's coming to see us?
Right.
And now the doorbell rings, and you all, like, hit the ground and right. hide.
Yeah. Yeah.
And who could it be? Yeah. Who's coming unannounced?
Yeah.
So it's a really funny bit that's going around on Facebook. He's very funny.
When you do a big room like the Chicago Theater, because that is a huge room, is it a different mindset than when you're doing a regular club?
I think it's just different. You don't engage the audience like I do at a club. Like, I like to do some crowd work and mess around with people.
Yeah, table magic.
Yeah, but at the theater, it's just you go out, do your material.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a little while to kind of hear the laughs come in.
They come in waves almost, don't they?
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a bigger room, and it's definitely an adjustment. That's why I like that we're doing six shows. The first one or two, I can kind of, you know. People aren't there to see me. I have no, you know, not delusional at all. They're there to see Sebastian. I'll just go up and do my thing.
But your job in a case like that where you're opening for a headliner is get them in kind of the spirit of, I'm going to tell you stuff. You're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
We're all going to have fun.
I was just there. I saw Louis C.K. at the theater like a month ago. And he was awesome. He really was. He blew me away. And he had three openers.
Did he really?
Yeah, and the crowd loved them, and so it kind of made me feel like, all right, this will be fun. People are just in a good mood, you know, when you go to a show like that.
Is this one of the things that when your family sees you're playing the Chicago Theater, does that legitimize you in some respect? I mean, you've done Letterman, you've done some TV work, but do they go, well, this is real? He's doing the Chicago Theater.
Yeah, the other stuff wasn't real?
The other stuff was pretend.
How many
but this
times
is
have
real.
You been on TV?
I've been to the Chicago Theater.
They're coming. They got tickets.
Is your family coming?
So that's a sign. You know, yeah. They don't come out anymore as much as they used to. You know?
No.
So they got tickets. And today the Tribune had a spread on Sebastian in, like, the entertainment section. And my mom, I was just at their house.
Yeah.
They're right here. My mom's like, oh, look at this. They didn't mention you, though. It's like, yeah, of course they didn't. It's about this dude. He's got six shows.
Are you opening for all six or just a couple of them?
All six.
Oh, my
well,
God.
That's all right.
Congrats.
Yeah. That's all right.
So I guess it's got to be difficult for them to come see you every time you perform. I have a son who performs, and Bill makes fun of me because I go to pretty much every one of his gigs because he needs a ride there. He doesn't drive yet. But it's got to be, you don't feel bad that they don't go to every show, do you?
No. I'm.
You don't want them to go to every show?
Wendy, I'm like 40.
I don't. I guess.
They're not here right now. I'm doing okay, aren't I?
Can I ask you a quick question? Are you 40?
I just turned 40.
Okay, because I like that you go, I'm like 40, instead of just going, I'm 40.
Just a few months ago.
God, Bill, he makes us feel like, very old.
Yes.
Today is my wife's birthday, though. I want to give Sarah a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Shout out to Sarah.
Is this
yeah.
instead of flowers or a card? Are you just going
to
do
yeah,
use
I gotta,
this?
Yeah, I got
to work it, Pat.
I'm scrambling. So are you going to post this later?
Yeah, this will be on the link.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Pat's here, everybody. Pat McGann is here. It's his wife's birthday. We're all very excited. So stick around. More show coming. It's Bill and Wendy in Beverly on WGN.
The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, broadcasting live from Horse Thief Hollow in Chicago, the Beverly neighborhood of Chicago, presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands.
Oh, yeah. And then don't forget the after party at Pat McGann's parents' house right after the show. It should be fun.
Bring it.
There will be orangeade. That's what I'm hearing.
Bring some growlers.
What's a growler?
They sell them here at HTH.
Yep.
Show them a growler. There's one attached here when they open the door. Watch it up here. Watch it go down.
It's that
right
jug
there.
That's climbing the wall.
When we bring our kids here, that's what we do. We say, just keep an eye on that. And then like an hour and a half later, we got a good buzz, and then we go home.
What's in it?
It's just, and that one's probably empty.
Yeah.
But beer.
And really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this place even more
They
now.
Make beer here.
They do?
Yes.
Those giant silvery things.
Right.
It's not
oh my
soup.
God.
They don't
I
put soup in those.
Not to get too technical on you, the giant silvery things.
What are those called, Pat?
Vats?
Vats. Absolutely.
Beer-making contraptions?
Yep. Pat, is this possible? In all the years you've been in show business, you've never once been in a national commercial, but that streak just changed, didn't it?
It did, yes. This week I just shot a commercial, and I thought you'd get a kick out of this. For Frosted Flakes.
You did?
Yes.
That's the best.
Me and Tony the Tiger. I got like a daughter and me and Tony the Tiger.
That's
yeah.
great.
What's he like?
I can't
that?
Wait for my kids to see it because they're like, my kids are so young.
Yeah,
I'm just
right.
going to be like, you know, I have another family.
Oh, that's going to hurt them.
I have a daughter and we have a cartoon tiger. And all we do is eat cereal. You don't believe me? Look at this. Yeah, actually, it was fun.
That's the existence I dream about, by the way.
Right.
Having a cartoon family and you just eat cereal all day long.
I hope your real family's not listening.
Ah, they know. I've already told them this.
Oh.
All right, so you go in on an audition, and it's probably you and dozens of other guys who are kind of like you,
yes.
right, when you audition. What did you do to win them over and make them realize you can sell the Frosted Flakes?
You know what happened is the girl carried me. The 10-year-old girl.
Really?
My daughter in this commercial is so
the
talented.
Pretend daughter.
And I'm telling you, I just rode her coattails into the whole thing.
Yeah.
I give her all the credit.
Will you guys be like a new kind of team in show business? Like if they hire her, they get you, or if they hire you?
I think they're going to create a backstory, a Frosted Flakes backstory, and follow us through the teenage years.
Now, is this regular Frosted Flakes? Because they've got a new, they got a new flavor.
No, it's new. They're launching a new brand or a new flavor. Yeah, cinnamon. Cinnamon Frosted
Flakes.
Cinnamon
Frosted Flakes.
Like
yeah. And we had to eat them at the shoot. And I'm telling you, we did a lot of takes. And after a while, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
We got to wrap this up soon. I can't. I mean, I like Frosted Flakes.
Right.
I'm a company man.
Right.
Right.
Of course.
But after a while, it's like, come on.
My wife did one once where it was for 7-Up, and she had to chug a 64-ounce bottle of 7-Up. So the first few times they had 7-Up in it because you needed to see the bubbles. But then they just put club soda in there because it's the same consistency, the same color.
but she hasn't had 7-Up since.
Are you serious?
That was like 15 years ago.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Because she had so much of it in one day. She's like, that's my lifetime supply of 7-Up.
I could see that.
And that's hard to swallow quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, because of the bubbles. Have you ever done a beer bong? I mean, it burns your throat. They should have been able
Ladies, when you do beer bongs, did you ever notice, like Wendy said, that it's hard?
Who chugs 7-Up?
Well,
I don't know.
For a commercial.
Yeah.
Pat, I have to ask you, because being on camera for this commercial, as Bill said, people, do they kind of look like you, the other people auditioning for these commercials? And is it weird to see people who kind of look like you, like a group
Actually,
of them?
The first audition, there was a real diverse group.
Yeah.
And they, even at the callbacks. So you didn't really know exactly what they were looking for. I wouldn't say people were like, looked just
All
like
right.
me.
Because that would be weird.
Same age range, you know?
Yeah.
It has to be believable that you have a 10-year-old daughter.
But the daughter has to look kind of like you, right? A little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they were looking for that.
So did you get the job because you look kind of like her? Or did she get the job because she looks kind of like you?
She carried him. You didn't hear him say that?
She did, man. Ava. Her name's Ava.
Yeah.
She was phenomenal.
Now, what will that do to you when all of a sudden you're watching TV and, hey, I'm in a commercial. What, like, even though you know you shot it.
Will you say, quiet, everybody.
Shh,
I'm on.
It's Daddy and Tony.
Yeah, I'll just be like, Daddy's making money right now. Not doing anything. Cha-ching. Every time I see it. Cha-ching.
The fun you'll have is the first few checks, Pat, will be really, like, important sums of money, and then once it gets down to like the 35 and 40 cent checks, you're like, oh, I don't need this.
Bill, how much are you getting from Major League and Major League 2 at this point?
Every once in a while, I'll get a check that's a decent sized check, but I've gotten checks this year that are under 30 cents. I've gotten a couple checks that are 25.
So you've been getting checks from being in Major League for how long now?
Almost 20 years. It's not bad, right?
It's unbelievable.
But then, like, I've done other, like, remember the TV show The Untouchables?
Yeah.
I was on an episode of The Untouchables. It hasn't played in the U.S. forever, but they still play it in Italy. So every once in a while, I'll get a check for 1,200 lira. And they're like, yes!
You're like the Hasselhoff is in Germany. You are to the Italians.
Yeah,
that
very
is
much
phenomenal.
So. I can't even go to Italy. I can't walk around in Italy because of that.
Residuals, man. It's huge.
It makes a huge difference.
It does make a big difference.
Although the 37 cents ones, why
they add up.
But I know, but it's the stamp costs
right.
more. Why don't they just wait till it like equals 10 bucks and then send it to you?
Or just send me a stamp.
Yeah.
I'll take a stamp. Yay, forever stamps. I'm glad I'm in show business. Whee!
Pat, you are all over the place. Can I tell you you're the hardest working man in Beverly?
Yeah, right.
Certainly
right.
at this table.
A statement like that,
I'm a woman. I know sometimes you forget that.
I get beat up out of here, walking out of here. Oh, really? You're the hardest working guy in the neighborhood? You think so?
Tonight you're somewhere. Tomorrow, why don't you hit your schedule and give us your website so we can keep track of you and stalk you?
So next week, tonight I got a gig out in, I'm doing like a corporate gig. Then I have a gig at a country club. And then Zany's next week. Tuesday, Zany's in Old Town. Wednesday, the night before Thanksgiving, Zany's in Rosemont. Then I had those Chicago theater gigs back at Zany's on Sunday.
And can I say one thing about the shows that you're in? They're great.
He's a good guy, Tony.
Tony's a nice guy.
He's a good guy.
You hear stories, you never know.
Let me try on his bandana. He was
they
really
picked
sweet.
Him up a bit. Yeah, that's right. I forgot he's got
is
the bandana.
Is he still fighting?
I'm allergic to cats, so I was a little nervous about hanging out with him all day.
Yeah, but he's all right.
Yeah, good guy.
Little, I heard there's a show
little
business.
Little into cereal. Little like.
Is
calm
he
down,
way into cereal?
Way into it. But good guy.
Is there still a show business feud between he and that Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs guy?
Yeah, right.
They don't want to talk
rabbit.
About it. Yep. They don't like to talk about it.
Yeah, it's funny though that if you think about. I actually went on YouTube and looked at some old commercials.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy has been around forever.
Yeah. Still looks young.
And he's a Chicago thing, right?
Yep.
Leo Burnett created him.
Yeah.
Right, right here in town.
Yep. He's in great shape.
Yep.
Being
he
that old.
Doing something right. Pat, good to see you. We're so happy for your success, always. Go see Pat at Zany's in Chicago, like we said, on the 22nd. That's in the city. And then Zany's in Rosemont on the 23rd. And he's opening for Sebastian Maniscalco at the Chicago Theater all next weekend. That's Pat McGann, everybody. How about some applause for him?
Thanks, guys. Thank you, Pat.
We'll take a break and
Happy
then more show.
Happy birthday to your wife, Sarah.
Happy birthday to Sarah. More after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Gotta love it. It's the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour live from Horse Thief Hollow. We're in the Beverly neighborhood of Chicago. This is all presented by Allstate agent Francis Wright. And Bill, it just so happens we have Francis Wright with us right now.
Francis is right here. Francis, hi. Thanks for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me today.
I noticed you brought a very handsome young man with you. That wouldn't happen to be your son.
Yes, it is. This is Joshua Mercer, and he's also an Allstate agent.
So we find this a lot with Allstate agents. It runs in the family frequently, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes.
And how long have you been an agent?
Oh, my gosh. 28 years, believe it or not.
You don't look old enough to be an agent for 28 years.
I know I don't.
It keeps you young somehow. It's a fountain of youth being an agent this way.
Yes, yeah. It is. Yeah.
Yep.
Now, where is your agency located? Right here on Western Avenue. Where is it?
Yes, it is. My agency is located at 9013 Southwestern in the Beverly area, right across the street from the golf course.
And you've run in some marathons. You're a triathlete.
Yes.
You go girl.
Thank you. Thank you.
How about that? Come on. I only run when someone's chasing me. That's pretty great. All right. So, and you've been an Allstate agent for, you said, 28 years.
Yes.
And the interesting thing about you guys, these agents, it's not just giving someone price quotes or something. You treat your customers like family. They become part of your family, don't they?
I love my customers. They are an extension of my family. They're just like my family. I care so much about my customers. I really want to give them the best service. I always want to make sure they have the right coverage. You know, I'm very proud to be an Allstate agent and to have a business in the area.
And tell us about the Swish Dreams Sports and Education Foundation, which your son Joshua Mercer actually founded. Tell us about this.
Well, Swish Dreams is a program that Joshua started, and Swish Dreams is a sports and education program, and it is a not-for-profit organization, and it teaches children math, reading, and leadership using the fundamentals of sports.
Joshua, were you good at math when you were younger?
No, I was not good at math, but...
Good at sports, though, I bet.
Yeah, after addition and subtraction, I pretty much tapped out.
At least you have those two down, Joshua. A lot of people
That's
don't even get
need.
That deep. You're fine. But there's a lot of math infused into sports, right? You know that.
Yeah. Growing up in Beverly, you know, I played basketball, baseball here, so I was heavy into collecting baseball cards as a young kid. So that really turned me on to, like, statistics. And then my mom used to give me subscriptions to Sports Illustrated for Kids.
Yeah.
And so after that, I became a teacher. I taught in CPS for 7 years, and a lot of my kids couldn't read and write.
Oh.
So I would incorporate statistics, real-time statistics, to basically make it culturally relevant for them.
Nicely played. That's the way to do it. Very smart.
So were they doing sports while they were learning this, too? Because if you make learning more exciting, it's easier to learn.
Oh, yeah,
it really
absolutely.
Is.
Yeah, the entire curriculum is meshed into sports. So like the basketball, for example, we might say if LeBron James takes 10 shots and makes 5, what does that look like as a fraction, a decimal, a ratio?
Bill, the answer is?
6.
So we take 5 over 10, you know, what's in the numerator, what's in the denominator. But it really helped my kids. We'd also do compare and contrast, you know, write an essay about Michael Jordan and LeBron James, compare and contrast using the state standards. And over time, you know, we got to see an increase in their reading and math scores.
You could use me as an example. Like when I was a kid, you go, look, he started the season, he's 0-3, then he went 0-6, then 0-12, then 0-30. It's always 0. That's a constant in the math universe. So you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
We'll put that in the curriculum.
All right.
Now, Frances Wright, Allstate agency owner for 28 years. Her agency is located at 9013 Southwestern Avenue, right here in Beverly, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you want to give back to the community, and you want to donate some money to the charity, which, of course, would be Swish Dreams Sports and Education Foundation, correct?
Yes. One of the reasons that I'm proud to be an Allstate agent is because Allstate is dedicated to helping families in my community. And by me being an Allstate agent, Swish Dreams is a program that they would have never known about. So Allstate allows their agents to be the vehicle in their communities to let them know where help is needed. So Allstate believes in helping families. So I'm very happy that they chose me and that I was able to donate $1,000 on behalf of Allstate to Swiss Dreams.
How about that?
That's fantastic. Thank you for doing that.
Now, Francis, with the holidays coming up, we were told that you were going to share some holiday safety tips with our listeners and our audience here at Horse Thief Hollow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. We need to know a few things. How can we get our house ready for the holidays safe-wise?
Okay. I have a few tips. One of the tips, this is a big one, I'm telling you, especially if you have a house or a building that you don't reside in all the time, but you still own it. Make sure that you keep your heat on at least 55 degrees. I've seen this happen so many times where the pipes will freeze and they will burst and it's a mess. So make sure you keep your heat on at least 55 degrees.
And that's if you're not living in it.
That's if you're
not. Because that's pretty
cold. Yeah, that's pretty cold.
Right.
Yeah.
And for the pipes, you also want to keep like a little trickle of water going from time to time too, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. That's also another tip.
All right.
Another one is for your lights, you can check for any frayed or broken strands before you hang them outside. If you have those, you don't want to use those because that could be a fire safety. Mm-hmm. Also, you don't want to overload your extensions either.
Guilty! They do make those surge protectors now in a strip that are much cheaper than they used to be. So that's a way to do it. Because really, think about like your parents and us when we were growing up. There was one extension cord on the tree and about 80 things of lights plugged into
Not
it.
Not safe.
No.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
And trees were made of flammable materials.
Back then. Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Aluminum does burn.
Right.
All right, what about people who travel for the holidays? Isn't it smart to use timers?
Yes, it's very smart to use timers if you're traveling. Make sure you might have a neighbor to watch over your home. Make sure they bring any mail. They can pick up your mail on a daily basis. Leave lights on to make it look like you're in the house also.
Do they make a recording of a dog barking? That is, honestly, isn't this
a good
idea? Like motion sensor dog barking.
Yeah. Yes, I've heard of that. That's
Oh, they
great
already
idea.
Have it? I thought
yes.
this was my claim to fame.
Man.
Yo, Turn they it. Have that. You missed out.
You snooze, you lose.
Right.
All right, well, we appreciate you coming by. This is Francis Wright. If you have any insurance needs whatsoever, also, it's very important to have renter's insurance and to keep your homeowner's insurance up to date, and call Francis or your Allstate agent if anything changes, right?
Yes.
If you do an addition, you upgrade your kitchen,
exactly.
It's time to call?
Definitely.
All right, Frances Wright, I'd like you to give her a round of applause. And her son, Joshua Mercer, who founded Swish Dreams Sports and Education Foundation. Both of these fine Allstate agents are giving back to their community, and we can't thank you enough. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, too, Wendy and Bill. We really appreciate being here today.
You're so welcome. Have a great holiday, guys. We'll
you
take
too.
A quick
Thanks,
break.
You, too.
And then there's more show coming your way. It's Bill and Wendy in Beverly on WGN.
All right, I want to extend a special thanks to McDonald's Thanksgiving Day Parade for providing VIP passes to watch the parade from the TV Zone. You can get yours at chicagofestivals.org, or I'm going to call an audible, and we're going to give some away right now. How
what?
Does that sound?
All right.
We have 4 VIP passes to the McDonald's Thanksgiving Parade. It's happening next Thursday, oddly enough, on Thanksgiving.
Good timing for that.
And November 24th, it starts at 8 a.m. You can see TV-only performances. You can watch the parade from the TV Zone in the grandstands. Get yours at chicagofestivals.org. And how do I give this away? Just pick
a random one.
Here, if I could get a nice little boy to help me out. Hey, little boy, are you busy?
That's weird on so many levels.
I know.
All right. And the winner is...
Dun, 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 dun.
Drop this ticket in proper place is drop this ticket
every
in proper
time.
Place.
Every time. The wins every time.
877-0836.
This is the best part of the radio show that we've ever done,
right.
Reading out numbers. We are going to be playing Animal Bingo later, so stay tuned.
One more time. If your last name is 877-0836, you've just won the prize that Wendy described. Is that person here?
Yes.
We have a winner? Congratulations, sir.
4 VIP pay.
Applaud, everybody. Pretend you're happy that someone else won.
Steve Bertrand is here.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, how are you guys? Good
it's
to
Steve
see you
Bertrand.
Again.
Steve Bertrand, nice to see you.
I just went out of shopping up and down Western Avenue.
Thought What'd
I'd
come you get?
Back.
Did you get anything?
Well, you know, I got a lot of things. I got a cold because
yeah.
it's starting to rain.
Right.
And I got a Coke. Too late. I still have the cold.
Right.
And that Wendy's really not paying attention to a word
I'm
we say.
I'm trying to find something, so thank you for
You're
stalling and bringing everyone's attention
I
to it.
I wasn't stalling. I was trying to be informative.
Well, Bill's there. You don't need both of us to
listen, do you?
Know
how hard that is?
I'm trying to find... There's a listener that really needs our help, and I'm trying to find her email. She left a message on our Facebook page. Yes,
yeah.
we have one. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder.
Yeah.
And I can't find it right now, but here's what she wanted to know. You know, Thanksgiving, as we gave away these VIP passes to the McDonald's Thanksgiving Day Parade, there are things that... people have every year. It's traditions. I
sure.
have to make canned corn for my father-in-law. I mean,
right.
really, you can't open a can of corn any other time of year, but he has to have canned corn to go with the other accoutrement.
Yeah, right.
My sister wants Auntie Mary's Jell-O.
Right.
My husband likes green bean casserole. Well, there's a listener who every year has served 50-50 cola, and
no,
she can't 50-50 find
cola.
It.
Not cola.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought.
Oh, that's sacrilegious. You don't call 50-50 cola.
Colas.
It's lime and grapefruit.
Right, it's
made
bad.
By Canfield.
You call it bad.
So they don't make it anymore, do
no,
they?
No, they still make
50-50. Oh, okay. That's what she wants to know.
Yeah.
Where
but
you can find it.
Does she call it cola?
No, I
oh,
don't. Okay.
She did. She doesn't get any.
No,
no
it's
doesn't.
Not cola. It's 50-50.
50-50?
Canfield's 50-50,
right.
which was...
Lime, half grapefruit.
Only you would know that.
That's what makes your ugly relative sour. You know, they drink that and then they're like...
I don't have ugly relatives, but evidently you do, and I'm sure they're listening today. Good score.
I do too, Steve.
Yeah,
so
you know what I mean,
bad.
Right?
Yes, yes.
That's what it looks like. You drink that, and then you're
it's
like...
It's a sour puckery face.
Oh, it's awful. It's only for to yeah. mix in drinks and stuff.
Oh, you know? I love
well,
maybe
it. Maybe that's what she wants it for.
I love it.
But can you find it? Does anybody know in Beverly if you can get 50-50? Canfield's
50-50. County Fair. County Fair
Somebody can help.
Road.
Hold on, the lady over at table 9.
Mariano
says 50-50.
All right, I hope she's listening. Like I said, her name's Teresa, and she left a message on our Facebook page. You've got to help me. I know you like to help listeners. I know you guys are live and local.
Right.
And 50-50, Canfield's is
isn't
a...
Isn't that Squirt? It's like Squirt?
It's similar,
well, Squirt is different.
It's similar to Squirt. Squirt is more grapefruit-based. But when I was a kid...
he is a citrus soda expert.
I know
I will
citrus
tell you
sodas.
This.
Wow.
When I was a kid, we did the same, much like the listener... is that every holiday we would get two giant 64-ounce bottles of 50-50, and nobody drank it.
No, you threw it away then.
We had it.
Or
if somebody
put in
needed
the stuffing.
It.
Sometimes my mom would make stuffing with 50-50.
50-50 stuffing is
no.
the greatest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best.
You know, the problem, though, is the first glass is very bubbly and delicious, and then it in
then
the big
dead.
Containers, it pretty much goes flat, so you got to get the cans.
We used ours to balance the car when there was a lot of snow for
so,
tread.
I'm not kidding, though. Does anyone... You, no one drinks 50-50 straight.
I do.
I love,
love
it.
It. Yeah, it's
straight.
Really good.
And Squirt is good straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bill drinks club soda by itself.
Well, that's... I can see that more than the...
Not without
that,
vodka in it.
Try if... Try
Amen.
The,
Amen.
Try the Ruby Red Squirt, which is Squirt, citrus Squirt, but with some cherry and raspberry in there.
Uh-huh.
That's some good stuff,
No
too.
Artificial flavoring at all.
No.
I think it's all artificial flavoring. I think all of it is.
I think it's no natural flavoring whatsoever.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we helped Teresa out. Go to Mariano's and go
Wendy,
online.
Wendy, that brings our grand total of listeners that we've helped out to one this year. Yay.
Yeah, the whole year. Well, we've
Yay.
Got another month to go.
Right.
Also, Pat McGann was here, and he mentioned his wife Sarah was celebrating a birthday. We're just giving her an added mention so he gets off the hook. You know who else is celebrating a birthday today?
Who's that, Wendy?
Mickey Mouse.
Today's Mickey Mouse's birthday, everybody.
You know how old he is? Well, we could ask you. How old are you?
None of your business. That's for me to know and you to find out.
Do you remember when we had a representative from the parade that's going on this weekend, the
yeah.
light parade?
Yeah.
They gave us a Mickey glove.
Yep.
And I did a Snapchat of me petting my dog Tiki with it, and we really needed you to do your Mickey Mouse voice because I sounded stupid. It was like, oh, Tiki, who's petting you? So we really needed you. Mickey Mouse,
That's my real voice, by the way. The one I'm using now is fake. That's how I normally
I
sound.
It's your goofy voice.
Yeah. Right.
All right, Mickey, where do you remember the vehicle that you made your official debut?
Studs Bearcat.
No. So Steamboat Willie, do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Walt Disney did the voice for Mickey in Steamboat Willie.
Oh, I didn't
Willie.
Know that.
Yeah.
Did it sound the same?
Yeah, kind of similar. Yeah, it didn't change much.
And Mickey, do you want to know how old you are today so we can all wish you a happy
birthday? I'm so old, I don't even know how old I am.
It's really kind of good.
Isn't it awesome?
It's really good.
It kills me. You are 86 years old, a happy 86th birthday to Mickey Mouse.
Happy birthday, Mickey. Ageless and priceless, as Sneed would say. They used to date.
Well, he never spooled pasta with her, though.
Say that again, will you?
He used to date.
I thought you said that.
All right, I believe we have to take a break.
We must take a break, and then the guys from Beverly Rare Records, if you're a fan of music, wow, you guys have quite a haven in the area. Beverly Rare Records has been around forever, selling hard-to-get records, and Jack will be by, and his son will be by, so stick around. It's Bill and Wendy, along with Steve Bertrand on WGN.
Who's having a good time here? We are at Horse Thief Hollow in the Beverly neighborhood of Chicago. It's the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, and it's presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands. And I noticed it's after 2:30. I got to hit the beer, I think, Bill.
Yep, I'm surprised you waited this long. I'm shocked.
I kind of am, too. But now we're going to talk about something that I loved when I was a teenager, and I still kind of love it. We're going to talk about records, aren't we?
When I was a kid, I grew up in Oak Forest, about 15 minutes away, and every once in a while I was lucky enough, my parents would drop me off at Beverly Rare Records, sometimes for hours, sometimes for days, sometimes for weeks. I haven't seen them in a long time, my parents. I hope they're okay. But it was always so much fun to explore the greatest record shop I've ever been in, Beverly Rare Records. And Jack Dresnes is here along with his son, Johnny. They're the owners and proprietors of that record store. Hi, guys. Nice to see you.
Hey, Bill. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Bill. There.
Welcome to Beverly.
I'm so glad to be here. Bill's been here before. I don't think I've been to Beverly before, and I certainly haven't been to the Beverly Record Shop. I have got to go peruse the record albums.
You sure do.
Jack, how did it start? What happened? How did the family get involved in this business?
My mom and dad bought this record store in 1967. It was a novelty store, card shop, and my dad wanted to know where my mom was all the time because she was a real go-getter, and she's never home, and, of course, there's no cell phones. And so
to keep track of her, he bought her a record store. I like that.
He knew where she would be during the day, at least. And she developed it into something more. Like, when first started, they had the top 10 records in there.
The 45s.
The 45s.
Pretty much.
And the albums. And every week, the guy would come by and change them out, put the new ones in, and take away the old ones. Well, she started getting calls from people looking for the older ones. And so she told the guy, don't take away the old ones. We'll buy those and keep them here in case anybody ever wants them.
It's not like a magazine where it's an outdated issue where they come in and, you know, change that out.
Right, but back then you could send back whatever you didn't sell for credit. Yes.
Huh.
Can't do that anymore with vinyl. You can still do it with CDs.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But anyway, she developed a reputation in the city for having things that the other stores didn't have. And they had something called the Action Time in the Tribune, where people would write in and ask, where could I find this record, this song? So she would go out and find these things, either from my sister's collection.
And then steal them from your sister
right?
and sell
that
them.
Makes sense, sure.
And she was one of the first people that ever sold used records, you know, except at a garage sale, which I don't know if they had back then. But she would actually sell used records when nobody else was.
And I bet it was kind of weird then.
It was. And when I first started, when I came there in 74, after I got out of the Army, I said, you're selling used records and people are really buying this? She said, yeah. So I couldn't find a job, and I just said, I'll help out here for a while.
How long ago was that?
1974.
Oh, there you go. Good. Keep the hopes up. Everything will be fine. Jack, I remember your mom. I don't think I was ever in the store when I was a kid that your mom wasn't in there. I can't imagine the hours that your mom put in.
Oh, yeah.
But the one thing she passed on to you, and hopefully you passed on to Johnny, was this innate ability, even though the store is vast and there's records in every direction, you would say, here's what I need. Tony Bennett did a recording in 1971, and you just automatically zero in. I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah. We know generally if we have it, we have to probably look in two or three different places but eventually, if we have had it, we usually find it.
So different categories, of course.
Yeah.
And alphabetical. Did you find Bill Leff in the easy listening?
Right between Hall and Oates. Right between, right in the middle.
And a little bread thrown in.
Yeah, sometimes bread.
There you go. Yep. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, you guys would do special orders for me, and you were very kind, Jack. You would never ask questions, because I'd give you a list of things that didn't go together, and you would just go, uh-huh, and you'd write it down and order it for me. So now the business has changed so dramatically with people having the ability to download. John, this has all happened in your lifetime.
Yeah.
It's a different business now than it used to be, isn't it?
It's different in a lot of ways, Bill, and I heard Wendy and my dad talking during the break about her son is now really into vinyl.
Yeah.
And
almost exclusively.
I remember growing up, because I grew up in that store. I'm holding my hand up right now, but I was 3 feet tall. And
yeah.
I was walking around the store filing records. The one thing that I remember as a kid was the parents would always drop their kids off at the counter, and I would entertain the kids while the parents would be in the back looking for records.
Sure.
It's the other way around now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm entertaining the parents while the kids are out looking for the Rolling Stones and the Zeppelin albums.
But aren't the parents still, because even when my son's look, I don't have a record player anymore, and I'm not going to go sit in his room on his bed and go, hey, could you put on the White Album? But I still go through them, and it just brings back so much nostalgia and so many memories, and I kissed one guy to this song. I mean, that's honestly, it's all memories about
growing up. You should see the pile Wendy has with that category, Jack. You wouldn't believe.
Well, it's a lot different because I think we grew up with vinyl. We grew up with that sound. But the kids today, they've never actually heard a vinyl record, so they don't know what it sounds like. It's totally different than the sound of an MP3.
Sure.
I love the pops. I'm sorry. I really do.
The flaws. Yeah.
Right. Right. So to them, it's the opposite of it. It's watching HD TV for the first time.
Yeah.
Right. Right. There's also the romanticism of the liner notes about reading what went into the making of the album. There's also something to be said for the order that the songs are in. If you're downloading one song at a time, you don't get that. It's put together for a reason.
Right.
So that's kind of lost, right?
That and the B-sides.
Yeah.
When you download one song, that's all you get.
Right.
With a single or even an album, you got... you bought the album and you have 12 songs to listen to, and you maybe knew two of them, but you really like the other ones that you never knew about.
And there's something to be said, and I imagine that artists would prefer having vinyl, and I know a lot of current acts are definitely going back to vinyl and maybe just doing vinyl. Aren't there some contemporary groups that are just doing vinyl?
Jack White, for
sure. Jack White, exactly. He's got a record store out in Nashville.
Right.
But it's like, I mean, come on, admit it. You'd find your favorite song on the album, and you would, I guess, take the time to lift the needle and put it back and listen to it like 20 times. But sometimes you got lazy, and that's when you would listen to the whole album side and go, wow, I never really would have listened to that song, but it's I like that Boston, song other than...
More than a feel.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Right. Great.
So after spending a whole day or week or month or year in the record store, you go home. What music do you put on? What are you not sick of that you go?
I put on WGN.
Do you? Oh, you have good taste. You have very good taste.
I've had enough music by that time.
Good.
I listened to WGN. I used to listen to Eddie Schwartz every night.
Sure.
Oh, Chicago Ed was fantastic.
And then you guys would come on with Steve and Johnny from time to time,
Jack. Johnny, they'd come down to the store, too. They used to live in Indiana, and the store was kind of on the way home for them.
Right.
And I haven't seen them for a while, but I hear they're doing well in Florida and...
Do you know what they showed me? Because they had the night show after Eddie Schwartz, and then I succeeded them at night.
Right.
And they said to me, there's a room here at WGN. I don't know if they ever showed you this room that you need to see. And it was a vault that had all the old records
that
they used
library,
to play.
Yeah. John Teller, what was his name? John Teller or something. But, yeah.
He ran it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the
John Tondelli.
Tondelli.
John
yes.
Tondelli.
The music librarian. Great guy.
You'd be good at charades, Bill, by the way. I had no
idea.
That
was a hard one.
Yeah. And every radio station had those music libraries.
Right.
And you had several copies of each record because if one broke or somebody skipped it, you needed to play another one. BeverlyRecords.com is the website, which is funny that you have a website, even though you're encouraging people to come in and go through record by record by record.
Exactly. But Johnny here is our social media guru, and he takes care of our website and Twitter and all these things that I don't know anything about.
All right, let's take a quick break, and then more with the guys from Beverly Rare Records. Jack and Johnny are here. If you want to visit the store, and you need to see it to believe it, it's at 11612 Southwestern Avenue. That's Beverly Rare Records. And then the website is beverlyrecords.com. We'll be back in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live in action, people, from Horse Thief Hollow in Chicago. It's presented by Allstate agent Francis Wright, whom we met earlier. And, Bill, we're talking to the owners of the Beverly Record Shop, and I just have to tell you, you're from the South Side,
yes.
All right?
Yes.
So when you have five digits in an address, I was often confused about how to say it.
Well, I can help you with that, Wendy. It's 11612 Southwestern Avenue.
Exactly.
That's how you're supposed to say it.
But that's because it's like 116th and Western. Is that
yes.
It's the hundreds? Because I think you said 11612 last time.
Yes, that would be wrong. Don't go to that address because you're not welcome there. Go to 11612 Southwestern.
Some
that's
of us
what you
who aren't from the South Side don't even know how to pronounce that, though. It's like, wait, there's one louder.
Right.
It's one extra.
Right. That's very, very true. Guys, what is the silliest question anyone's ever asked you, unless it was me who asked, in which case we'll just forego that question?
Well, in 1974, when I was doing my apprenticeship there, I got a phone call and somebody asked me, do you have any records by Jelly Roll Morton?
Sure.
I said, who?
Yeah.
Jelly Roll Morton, he's real famous. I said, I've never heard of him. I think you're pulling my leg. So I went in the back, I looked under Jazz, under M. Sure enough, we had a whole section of Jelly Roll
Morton.
Sure,
very popular.
And that's what convinced me to stay there, because you never know who's going to ask for something silly.
One of our listeners just came up and asked if you guys still carry the needles. And the answer is yes, you do. You have an extensive array of needles.
Every
there.
Needle you need, yes.
Yep.
Just take a picture of it. Yep, take a picture of your cartridge, and we could match it up or bring in the old one.
See, it used to be you could go, when record players were the thing, you could go almost anywhere. Zayer would have them. I mean, anywhere you
every
went.
Every neighborhood had a record store.
Yeah.
And a stereo store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now all the electronic companies, not all of them, but a lot of them, are making turntables again. It's weird. They're coming. I hope they save the mold because they did go away for a while. Bill, you still using your close and play?
Yeah, it's working like a charm. I'm not getting rid of my close and play. Open it, it plays. Close it, it stops. What else do you need?
My sister bought my husband and I a Victrola for our wedding gift, and it works. And it's weird that there's no cords. The kids were puzzled. Where does it plug in? No, it doesn't. You crank it up.
Yeah.
And
for volume, you open the cover.
You do. You open the cabinet.
The loops. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like a salesman. Everybody has the same thing. You need volume, and you just open the cabinet. And then it's so weird because when we got it, it came with some extra needles, but there were also some wooden pieces. That was how you played records.
They were cactus needles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
We still have some of them just sitting on top.
So
we use the real needles.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's pretty cool.
Guys, I'm a big Beatles fan, and the one Beatles issue that always has eluded me is the one that every Beatles fan wants but can't get. It's the Butcher Block album cover. Very, very rare. Have you had that in, and what does that go for when you do have it?
We haven't had it for probably 20 years, but it's what the market will give you as far as the condition, but peel off and original.
Yeah, there's a lot of different versions of that, and I'd say the rarest version of the Butcher cover is the one that hasn't been peeled.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
If you can find one, because everybody who doesn't know the story, the Beatles came out with a LSD and
Induced record album
shame
cover.
Shame on those lads from Liverpool. I'm telling you.
It'll be their downfall, yeah. Wendy. Nobody will ever listen to them again.
And when Capitol Records found out what they were doing, they said, no, you can't put that on the record cover. So they quickly came up with a new cover and slapped it over the original ones. And there was one that I saw on auction. I don't remember the price, but I remember seeing it.
It's in the thousands, isn't it?
Oh, easy.
In the thousands.
It was a cover that has not been peeled, but they could tell that the original Butcher cover was underneath it.
Really?
Was there LSD on the record?
No, Wendy, you can't do that. That's,
like,
that would
what
be
a
wrong.
Deal, two in one. Used to use them to clean pot. Now you can trip, too.
Wow. You could get Ringo to come to your house and perform for less than it would cost to buy this album.
You're probably right.
Yeah, yeah. What is, if it's okay to ask, what is the rarest or most valuable piece you guys have had over the years?
Geez, we had that record by that garage band out of South Bend. What was it? Well, you know what? I have a Black Patty 78 RPM that's worth about $20,000.
Why would that be?
Black Patty?
Black Patty is one of what they called race records.
Yeah.
And there was about probably 100 copies made of this back in the 20s. And it's
but it was offensive, so they didn't want it on the market?
No, this was in the 20s. They didn't make a lot of them.
Yeah.
But it's a very collectible thing.
And is it a person or a group, Black Patty?
Wow.
That's a label.
Oh, okay. Oh. See, I've never heard of that.
Black Patty.
And it would go for what again?
Probably
$20,000.
Jeez.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot
for
of money.
For a 78.
For a 78.
Well, yep. Will that be on sale during your Black Friday sale?
Sure. Come on down. 20% off.
Everything must go. Really quickly, Jack, we don't have a whole lot of time, but the shirt you're wearing has some significance, doesn't it?
I'm wearing this shirt. It says, "No Whining at Ellie's Lakefront Tap."
On the back it says Ellie's
Clear Lake, Iowa.
Clear Lake, Iowa.
And why would we know
Clear
Lake, Iowa?
Who knows what Clear Lake, Iowa is?
Anybody yell it out if you know it.
There's somebody over on that side who knows. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yell it out. Can't hear you. Just yell it out. Can't hear.
No,
can't hear.
All right, so what is the significance of that?
Why, Jack?
Clear Lake, Iowa, February 2nd, 1959. What happened?
It was
the last concert of the Winter Dance Party tour.
That would be the day the music died.
The day the music died, yes.
Right?
And every year in the first week of February, they have a celebration of the music to remember what happened and to carry on the tradition and carry on the music. And every year I go there with my friends and we have a ball.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, an important day in music history, to be certain.
Black Friday sale at your location. Give that information real quickly.
Okay, next Friday, 11612 Southwestern, we're taking over the bar next door. Danny's calling
in. Danny know that?
Danny's not happy about this,
Jack. He does
Jack.
Not know it, but we're going to fill his bar
pleased.
With records, and we'll sell them. It's a great deal, $2 a record, and we'll have football going and some bands and the DJ spinning.
Football or the Bears, depending on what's on that day.
No, come on down. Yeah. We've got 20% off all our used vinyl in the store. And next door, we have this record fair that we've been doing on Record Store Day and on Black Friday for the last few years. So
that's perfect.
I think we'll see you there.
That sounds great. Guys, great to see you again.
Thank you.
It's always fun to visit Beverly Rare Records. They're at 11612 Southwestern Avenue, here in Beverly. Go to beverlyrecords.com. Your information's there. We'll take a quick break and then find out what Roe and Anna have.
And the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour. I hate to say we have wrapped this up. We've been live from Horse Thief Hollow in Chicago, the Beverly neighborhood of Chicago. It's presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. Some people we'd like to thank, including our engineers, Bill and Ernie, Elif and Brett back at the studio, Kevin Richter. You've been a great pilot giving us our orders for today.
Yes.
Marlene Wells running around helping us with prize giveaways, including Brian Regan tickets and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical tickets at the Chicago Theater. And, Bill, thank you for showing up because it's really more fun working with
you. I'm glad I came today.
Alone.
I didn't know if I'd make it, but I did, so it was fun. So thank you for showing up too, Wendy.
You're very welcome. I think Roe and Anna, hopefully they've showed up.
Yes. I think they did. Guys,
yes, we
are you
have.
There?
Yes, I'm here. Anna off today, but I'm going to hold forth. It's all going to be just fine. Don't you worry about a thing, as Stevie Wonder once said. And I think it isn't Beverly great?
Yes.
What a great community Beverly is.
Yes, it is. Cute. Can I say that as a girl?
It's a cute town.
It
you know, is. That's the kind of neighborhood, though, they go, did she just call me cute?
Yeah.
She just called me cute. Don't call me cute.
It's cute.
Yeah.
No, it's adorable.
Carnival wagon's going to start right now, by
really?
The way.
Really?
So are you jealous?
I'm so shocked to hear that, and you're halfway home anyway right now, right? So
halfway in the bag.
Yeah,
not halfway home.
That's what I meant. All right. Well, you guys have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Thanks. Have a good show.